Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host who interprets English in Vietnamese. And my friends, I do hope this is working tonight because the call board doesn't look the way it usually does. And so far I can't see if anyone calls in, so we pray that it works. I'm going to open in prayer. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share the Word of God and for people to learn English and to hear the Word spoken in their native tongue of Vietnamese. And Lord, I pray that our co-host, Quy, will be able to call in tonight and that the board here will start working correctly so that I can play music and that we can hear our co-host who calls in. At any rate, we thank you, Lord, for what we are able to do and provide and pray that you will bless it. We pray, Lord, for our family members in God, our church family members who love you and share the hope that someday we will be with you in heaven. And we do thank you so much for our listeners. Pray that you'll bless them, heal them, touch them, meet their needs, and help them to grow in the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to try to play a song just to see if it's going to work. And then if not, I might go directly into reading the scripture. But let's see if we can hear Here I Am to Worship. We'll see if that plays. It usually has an arrow next to it that I can click, and that doesn't seem to be working tonight. So please pray that we can get the board working correctly. I will begin reading in the 12th chapter of John. If you have a book, follow along with us. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was. Remember last time we read about Lazarus and how the Lord Jesus resurrected him, brought him back from the dead? He had been dead, and Jesus raised him from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas of Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare or took away what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But when the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Now isn't that ironic? Here the Lord Jesus came and prayed, and Lazarus had been dead several days, and he was raised from the dead by the power of the Lord Jesus. And now there were those who wanted to kill him because this miracle that Jesus had performed took away many of the Jews to follow Jesus. Ironies of ironies. Verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Verse 14. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, that's a donkey, sat thereon as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy King cometh, sitting on a donkey's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, when Jesus was glorified. Then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Now I'm going to stop a minute, and I'm going to pray again that the Lord would help this radio board to work properly. It's still not working properly, and I'd like my co-host to be able to call in. Lord, we pray that you would help our computer keyboard here to work. Lord, we want to have our scripture interpreted tonight, we pray, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we know something's wrong here, and we just pray that you would help it to work. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, I'm still trying buttons, but nothing has happened. So maybe here's that button that says, no, I can't do that either. I'm learning a few new switches here tonight. Okay, now maybe it'll work. Search audio. Let's do, Let's see if this will work. Lord, I pray, make this work. You know, we've been attacked from the beginning with trying to keep this show going, and this is another attack tonight. And we just bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord. That whoever is attacking us, that this will stop and that we can get our show going. Now, it says I can chat. Launch chat with moderator. Okay, I'm going to try to launch chat and we'll see if that works. Well, that doesn't seem to be working. Anyway, we'll continue reading and hope and pray that we can call in. Okay, let's see. Verse 19. Well, let's go back to 18. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to end this session, and I'm going to call back in because I think it might not be working. So if you're online, please wait, and I'm going to try to go in and come back in because it says it's waiting for the host, and I know I called in. So we will call in again. Take care. God love you. I love you. And I'll be back. Look for the part two of this show. Talk to you in a bit. Well, it says it is reconnecting me to a live show. So I hope you're still with me and that we didn't lose you. I'll just keep recording the rest of this chapter and hope that it's recorded. Okay, so we're talking tonight in John chapter 12. And I just finished reading about 19, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was Bethesda of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn or grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came thee a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Verse 35, Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of the light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. If you've been listening to my show over the last few months or last few years, you will have heard me talk quite often about stepping from darkness and stepping out into the light, walking in the light with Jesus. And this is one of the verses here that we have started using those phrases because it comes from Scripture, from the Word of God. Verse 37, But though he had done so many miracles or signs before him, them, yet they believed not on him. Isn't that just like human nature sometimes, that people see their very eyes the miracles that the Lord Jesus did, and yet they still didn't believe it? That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. In other words, I believe he's talking about Satan here, will blind people's eyes and harden their heart, so they won't see and understand the miracles of the Lord. Because it's a battle between good and evil, isn't it? The devil and his kingdom want people to join evil. And the Lord wants all people who are willing to accept his gift of salvation to be in his family. But as a gentleman, he allows each one of you to have free choice. Verse 41, These things said Isaiah, when he saw his glory, and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him, that's God, the Father, believeth on God that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. There it is again. God wants us to live in the light, to know and understand things in the light, and not to live in the darkness of sin and evil. Verse 47, And if any man hear my words and believe not, or and keep them not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Blessings upon those who hear this wonderful word of John chapter 12 tonight. And I apologize to Quee if you are not able to call in. The show board does not seem to be working properly tonight, and I can't play music, so I'm going to attempt to sing a little bit again, even though I've had a cold. I know we like to have a little music to worship the Lord together, and all you have to do is know the word Jesus. We're just going to sing Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's go up a little higher. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Let's just praise the Lord together while we sing this one more time. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. We just worship you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. And all our Christian family, friends, and listeners, Lord, who share in the love of you, Lord, and in the love of God. We praise you, Lord, for our families. Lord, we pray for our young people in our nation, that you would bring forth a revival, that the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord would spread like wildfire throughout America. And Lord, that we can have the blessings of the Lord once again in America, as we once had so many times in the past. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Worship together. Jesus. 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 Now, Kui, if you by some chance are on, which I can't see on the board that anybody's on the show, but it's recording, please speak out, because I don't have the button to click tonight, and for some reason it wouldn't let me go out and come back in. I apologize for the quirks in the workings of the show board tonight. But we know that God will bless the word that is spoken and heard. And we know that God hears our prayer. God hears us. And God loves us. God loves us. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm trying to find a button where I can even stop the show. And it's like the buttons aren't here tonight. But it shows that the time is still going. This is the most unusual night I've had on the radio. Hopefully we'll learn something by it. Trying to read the notes. I'm going to have to just log out, apparently, to say goodnight tonight, which is not usually how we do it. But we just praise the Lord and thank the Lord that you are able to at least hear the reading of the scripture tonight and sing and worship together. And we'll be back with you next fourth Wednesday night of the month, once a month for English and Vietnamese, and the third Sunday of the month for English and Thai. And I'm going to start something on Friday again, once a month in February, with English, Spanish, and allow the young men who speak Urdu and Swahili to call in. So we're going to continue on, my friends, sharing the word of the Lord. But remember, God loves you, and so do I. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Lenning, and I'll just sing on the way out tonight. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, what do you know? Here we are all again, and now I've got all the music. So it looks like I might be recording this episode again. I have just recorded an episode, my friends, and then closed it out, and now the keyboard comes open. So we're just going to record again, like this is a new show, and hopefully this is the one that will come up when we have this archive. So let's listen together to How great is our God.
All the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning and our co-host, Kui. This is your host, Diane Lenning, coming to you live from the United States of America. Tonight is the night we reach out to Vietnam and Asia and that part of the world, but we hope, since we also do English, that people from all around the world will also listen to the shows when I do the English portion as well. If you caught my show just about half an hour ago, there was something wrong with the show board, and I couldn't get it to work, and I went ahead and recorded reading John chapter 12, but I'm going to do that again because now the music is playing. The music wouldn't play on the other time. They had a glitch in the show board, but let's open in prayer together. We thank the Lord that I got it to work. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the good news of the Lord and to read the scripture and for people around the world to hear the scripture in their own language. We're just so grateful for each one who is a member and a part of God's family, our family, for all my brothers and sisters in Christ, for my dads and moms in Christ, and cousins, aunts and uncles, and we just thank you, Lord, for the knowledge of having learned about salvation and accepting the great gift of our life, the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And we pray that everyone who hears this will choose to accept you, Lord, as their Savior, and to understand the great and wonderful gift that you gave us when you died on the cross and shed your blood for our salvation as the eternal lamb sacrifice, so that we'd not have to make physical lamb sacrifices anymore, but you are that one eternal lamb sacrifice that brings salvation for us. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, since I just recorded a whole show that I'm not sure worked, I'm going to play a little music throughout to rest my voice and hope and pray that Kui calls in, because it's a little bit later than she usually calls in. But I just emailed her, so hopefully she'll catch my email. So let's listen to another song together. Here I am to worship. Let's worship the Lord together. And I'll be right back with you in a few minutes. Just stay with me. Here I am to worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to
Well, my friends, this is the night that our co-host Quy usually calls in and shares in Vietnamese, but so far she hasn't. So I will move ahead and read in English, and we focus on several parts of the world throughout our broadcast, but I speak English, so hopefully that will include everyone around the world, wherever you live, because if you're trying to learn English, this is a place you can hear it spoken. And what better way to hear it than the reading from the Bible? The Bible, by the way, is on the 12th grade level. It's written on the level of someone who's just going to graduate from high school. So it may be difficult for some of you who are learning English, but I learned a lot of English reading from the Bible from when I was very young. So if I could do it, you can do it too. Let's start in chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, and Jesus raised him from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Now we read last time, in last chapter, that Lazarus was dead and had been dead several days, and was stinking in the grave. And now here he is. A miracle has been performed, and he's brought back to life, and he is sitting at the table eating with them. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bearer took it away, what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. In other words, quit complaining. You have Jesus here with you, and she is saving this for the day, the ointment for the day of when I die and I'm buried. And you will always have the poor with us, but you won't have me always here with you. That's an interesting point that Jesus said there, that we will always have the poor with us. Now, you might think, well, why is that? Well, because as an educator, I can explain that a little bit. I was a teacher for over 30 years, and you have students all across the spectrum, up and down the spectrum of levels of ability, of cognitive ability, ability to read and write, and to do different higher or lower level functions in life. And there are only a certain percentage of people who can do the higher jobs and functions in life because of their innate capabilities that they're born with. So there are going to be some at the bottom of that continuum who are not going to be performing as high as others. And logically, they are probably the ones who are going to be more poor. But if you are one of the poor ones, and even if you're one of the rich ones, the important thing to remember that our happiness doesn't come from riches. Our happiness comes from knowing the Lord and serving the Lord and doing what is right and being happy in what the Lord gives us. Verse 9, much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. So the news had probably spread all around the countryside about Lazarus, who had risen from the dead, and that here he is, and Jesus, the one who raised him from the dead, is here also. So what a thing to behold and come see. So there were lots of looky-loos who came by to see. 10, but the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Now, of all things, Dear Lazarus was miraculously brought back to life, and now they want to put him to death. What could be so bad a thing that they would want to put him to death? Because by that reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. So they lost some of their Jewish followers, and they believed on Jesus. So they were jealous. 12, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And in America here, we call that Palm Sunday. We celebrate that Sunday, the week before Easter. Verse 14, and Jesus, when he had found a young ass or a donkey, set thereon as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt, or on a donkey. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave, and raised him up from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. Can't you just love the Lord forever? You know, I could just sing of his praises forever. And that's the name of this next song. Let's just worship together and stay with me. I'll be back and finish reading the 12th chapter of John. Let's listen to I Could Just Sing of Your Love Forever.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. 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 I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever.
foolishness I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 19, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him." And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn or grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." In other words, when a grain of wheat falls into the ground, it's like planting a seed, isn't it? And then it grows again. "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour." In other words, his purpose here in coming to earth was for this hour that he was approaching. "Father, glorify thy name." Glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of the world be cast out." The prince of the world is Satan. And we're approaching the time when Jesus is going to die on the cross. I'm going to be reading that soon. Verse 32. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth," Jesus said, "will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." In other words, when you walk in the dark, you don't know where you're going. You can't see your path. You don't know what your destination is. And it's probably not going to be heaven, because Jesus wants us to walk in the light. "While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of the light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles and signs before them, yet they believed not on him." That some didn't believe. "That the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who had believeth our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes," that's Satan, "and hardeneth their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." Jesus will be the one to heal them. "These things said Isaiah, because he saw his glory and spake of him." Let's take one more short break, and then we'll come back and finish this chapter and find out what happens at the end of this chapter. Let's lift the Lord together on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Be right back. Stay with me.
To the cross.
verse 42, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not and keep them not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, which I should say, and what I should speak. I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." We know in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Would you like to receive the Son of God right now, the Son and Spirit of light, and reject the spirit of darkness so that you will have eternal life and be a part of God's family? Just pray this prayer with me. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned, and I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who offers me the best gift of eternal salvation and to spend eternity with the Lord God in heaven. I pray that you would forgive me of my sins. I now receive Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I will follow you, Jesus, all the days of my life. And I ask that your gift that you sent when you ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit, will guide me and give me understanding of the Scripture and what it means to live and be a Christian. Help me, Lord God, to drop those ways of the sin nature and to pick up and walk in the light and live like Jesus did, in the knowledge and understanding of the Scripture, and to be more like Jesus. And we thank you and praise you for it. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The angels in heaven worship and sing and praise the Lord very loudly, I'm sure, when new people join the family of God. Let's see if you can hear the angels sing when we listen to this song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. And we'll be right back after this. Let's worship together. Worship with the angels. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for each new one who receives you as their Savior. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
we praise the Lord for all of you who have come to know the Lord at this time and have joined the family of God. My friends, we're coming to the end of another great time of reading the scripture together and sharing in worship and in music. And this is Diane Linney, your host. Our new schedule for the year of 2014 is the third Sunday nights are English and Thai with our co-host Nancy Warren Matthew, and the fourth Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. All the shows are at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The fourth Wednesday night is in English and Vietnamese with Diane and Quy. And then on the fourth Friday night, 9 o'clock, we're going to have Diane doing English. I'm also going to do Spanish, and I've given opportunity for our two young men from Africa and Pakistan to call in and speak either Swahili or Urdu. Because they can't always call in every time, I will be ready to do Spanish just in case they can't call in. But I'm trying to schedule it so they can both call in during that one show. So it ought to be a blessing to hear that. And we are going to remind you that you can listen to all of our shows any time of day or night, 24/7. They are all archived and saved for you to enjoy any time of day or night. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning and scroll down and select a show, and you can play it any time of day or night. Praise the Lord for that. God bless you, my friends. I know my friend San and Maria are listening over in Asia, close to Vietnam. I don't want to say which country. I don't want to endanger them, but they are listening, and I appreciate that. I love you, my friends, and I pray for you often, and I know God has a plan in each one of our lives, and God just wants to work it in us. God just wants to fulfill our lives by following the plan He has for us. Lord, bless our friends and loved ones. We pray protection upon those who are in harm's way. We pray, Lord, that You would put a hedge of protection around all our family and our Christian friends around the world, and that Your name, Lord God, will be glorified. Lord, we look forward to the day when Jesus returns and the bride is trimming her wicks and getting ready, getting the lamps ready, and we're getting our bride dress cleaned and pressed, spiritually speaking, symbolically speaking. We're preparing our hearts and lives for the day when Jesus returns. And we look forward to that day. Remember, my friends, God loves you, and so do I. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. Next time, we'll be back with you soon. Bye-bye.